The Apostle Paul was kept a prisoner in Caesarea for 2 years. As he was innocent of any crime, he could have been released. But because of the Jews who were plotting to murder him, Paul, as a Roman citizen, appealed to the emperor at Rome, which meant that only Caesar could try him and set him free. It was decided, therefore, to send him to Rome. So Paul and some other prisoners were handed over to Julius, a centurion in the imperial regiment. Luke, the author of the book of Acts, and Aristarchus, a Macedonian from Thessalonica, went with him. They boarded a ship which was ready to leave for the seaports of the province of Asia and put out to sea. Heading north, they landed the next day at Sidon on the Phoenician coast, and the centurion, in kindness to Paul, allowed him to go and see his friends so they could provide for his needs. Then they set sail, and because the winds were against them, they passed to the lee of Cyprus on the northern side of the island. From there they sailed across the open sea off the coast of Pamphylia and landed at the seaport of Myra, to the south of Asia Minor. There the centurion found a merchant ship from Alexandria bound for Italy and put his prisoners on board. But at that time of the year, navigation in the Mediterranean was becoming increasingly unsafe. From the middle of September, the weather could be very uncertain, and from the second week of November, sailing became impossible. For many days, the ship made slow headway along the coast of Asia Minor. Then, as the wind did not allow them to hold their course, they sailed south to reach the lee of Crete on the sheltered southern coast of the island. Moving along with difficulty, they came to a place called Fair Havens. Much time had been lost, and sailing had become dangerous, because it was the month of October, and the fast, or Day of Atonement, was already over. So Paul warned the crew, "Men, I can see that our voyage from here on will be disastrous. There will be great loss to the cargo and to the ship, and loss of life as well." But the centurion, instead of listening to what Paul said, followed the advice of the pilot and of the owner of the ship. As the harbour where the ship had put in was unsuitable for the winter, the majority decided that they should sail on, hoping if possible to reach Phoenix, which lay on the west coast of the island, and was a better place to spend the winter in. When a gentle south wind began to blow, the crew thought they could get there without further trouble, so they weighed anchor and sailed along as close as possible to the coast of Crete. But before very long, a wind of hurricane force called the Northeaster swept down from the island and hit the ship. As it was impossible to head into the wind, the men gave up trying and let the ship be driven along. When they passed to the lee of a small island called Clauda, lying to the southeast of Crete, the crew only just managed to bring in the lifeboat, which was in tow. When the men had hoisted it aboard, they passed ropes around the ship itself to hold it together. Fearing that they would run aground on the sandbars of Syrtis, on the northern coast of Africa, they lowered the sail and let the ship be driven along. The storm continued with such violence that the next day they began to throw the cargo into the sea. The third day the passengers threw the ship's tackle overboard with their own hands. But the storm continued raging. Neither sun nor stars could be seen, so they gave up all hope of being saved. Everyone had gone a long time without food, so Paul stood up and said, "Men, you should have taken my advice not to sail from Crete. Then we would have been spared all this damage and loss. But now take courage, because not one of you will lose his life, only the ship will be lost. For last night an angel of the God whom I serve came to me and said, 'Do not be afraid, Paul. You must stand trial before Caesar, and God in his goodness has given you the lives of all who sail with you. So keep up your courage, for I trust in God that it will be just as I was told. However, we must run aground on some island.'" Next episode, the shipwreck.